מסך דריאס פרק א' משנה ידלת כלי חרס מסו על כל כדברי בייסל. A כלי חרס, an earthenware כלי, can only become tame from the inside of the כלי, not from the outside of the כלי. So therefore, a כלי חרס which is in the oil hamez, under the same roof as a mace, if the כלי חרס is tightly covered, it cannot become tame at all, since the inside of it is not exposed to the oil hamez. And Beisilo tells us that if there are other objects inside this kli cheres which is tightly covered, the kli cheres will protect other objects from becoming tame. Anything inside the kli cheres will also be tame. Ubeishame aymrim eino matzo el ala oichlin v'alamaskin v'akli cheres. Beishame said the tightly covered kli cheres inside an oil maze will only protect food and drinks and other kli cheres that are inside of it, but other kalim that are not kli cheres will be tame, even if it's inside a tightly covered kli cheres. Amru lahem Beis Hillel mipnei ma. Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai, why is that that you're differentiating between other kelim and a kli cheres, which is inside this tightly covered kli cheres? Amru lahem Beis Shammai, mipnei shehu tamei al gav amaretz, v'ein kli tamei chayzus. Beis Shammai answered Beis Hillel, the reason is because a kli cheres which belongs to an Am Haaretz is considered tame, as all objects that are in the hands of an Am Haaretz are considered tame, since an Am Haaretz is not careful that his objects do not become tame. And a kli tame cannot protect other things from becoming tame. So therefore, since the kli cheres that belong to an Am Haaretz are tame and will not protect any objects inside of it, so therefore, according to Beis Shammai, the Rabbanim decreed that a tightly covered kli cheres will not protect other kelim inside of it from becoming tame. Amru lahem Beis Hillel, v'halo tihartem oichlin u'mashkin shebetoso. Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai, but you're saying that oichlin and mashkin and other kli cheres that are inside this tightly covered kli cheres will be tare and will be protected. How is that if you're saying that a kli cheres which is in the hands of an Am Haaretz is tame and a kli tame cannot protect the things that are inside of it? So why are you admitting that it does protect oichlin u'mashkin? Amru lahem Beis Shammai, kishetiharnu oichlin umashkin shebetoichoi la'atzmo tiharnu. Avo kishetiharta es akli, tiharta l'chavalo. Beis Shammai responded, when we're being mitar the oichlin umashkin inside this kli cheres, we're only being mitar hit for the Am Haaretz himself, as opposed to a chaver, somebody who is careful to make sure that his objects are not tamei. He anyway doesn't eat oichlin or drink mashkin that belongs to an Am Haaretz. So no takala can come out of the fact that we're being matar the oichlin u'mashkin inside the kli cheres that belongs to an Am Haaretz, since a chaver anyway will not eat the oichlin u'mashkin that belongs to an Am Haaretz. And if we tell the Am Haaretz that his kli cheres does not protect anything inside of it, he won't listen to us. So at the very least, we tell him that it is mitaher oichlin u'mashkin and other kli cheres that are inside of it, and that way he'll listen to us and no kilka will come out of it. As a chaver, when he borrows a kli from an Am Haaretz, he will only borrow the kli if he can be tovo at first, as he knows that kelim that are in the hands of an Am Haaretz are considered tame, so he'll borrow a kli and be tovo it before he uses it. So therefore, a chaver will never borrow a kli cheres from an Am Haaretz, as a kli cheres ain lo tara b'mikvah. Tefillah does not help for a kli cheres. So therefore, when we're mitare the kli cheres that are inside this kli cheres that belongs to an Am Haaretz, even though it's really tame, since the kli cheres which belongs to an Am Haaretz is tame and cannot protect the kli cheres inside of it, but it doesn't make a difference. As a chaver anyway, will not borrow a kli cheres from an Am Haaretz. But if we would be matar other kelim other than a kli cheres, then we would be matar for the Am Haaretz and for the chaver. As a chaver will borrow other kelim from an Am Haaretz, as other kelim that are not kli cheres have tara b'mikvah, so therefore he will borrow it and be tovel it before he uses it. And he won't realize that really it's tame mace and a kli which became tame from a mace. Tefillah does not help for it. You need hazaya, gimel, and zayin from the ephra of a para aduma. And normally, he's not concerned that the kli of an Am Haaretz became tame from a mace. As an Am Haaretz is believed to say that his kli did not become tame from a mace, so therefore he will think that tefillah alone will suffice when he borrows a kli from an Am Haaretz. And really, the kli is tame lemace, since it was inside a kli cheres which is tame, which cannot protect it from the oil hamitz. So therefore, since this kilko can come out of it, the Rabbanan decreed, according to Beis Shammai, that a kli cheres, which is tightly covered, cannot protect other kelim from becoming tame in all mace, That way, a chaver will have no concern to borrow a kli from an ama. Or that the ama knows that his kli cheres did not protect it in all ames, and he will tell the chaver when he borrows the kli from him that it is tame lames. Chazru beis hillel lahayrois kedivrei beis shama. When beis hillel heard this reasoning, they had a change of heart and they decided to pass them like beis shamai, that a kli cheres which is tightly covered in the oil ames will only protect oichlin and maskim and other kli cheres, but other kelim it will not protect in the oil ames. Maseches Idiyos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohen and Heid Arba Dvarim. Rabbi Chanina, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol, the second in line to the Kohen Gadol on the Bayis Sheni, he was made the following four halachas. The first halacha is, Mimam shal kohanim lo nimnu milisroi pet habasor shenitma bevlad hatuma im habasor shenitma ba'av hatuma afal pi shemoisifin tuma al tumaso. All the days that the kohanim did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not refrain from burning basor hekdash, which had become tame from a vlad hatuma. This vlad hatuma that the Mishnah is referring to is actually a vlad hatuma, a sheni latuma. And the basar hegdish, which came into contact with the sheni latuma, became a shlishi latuma, and they burnt that basar together with other basar hegdish, which had become tame from an ava tuma. So therefore, that basar became a rishon latuma, and they burnt the rishon latuma together with the shlishi latuma, even though by doing so, they tacked on an additional degree of tuma to the shlishi latuma, as when they burnt the two together, the shlishi latuma, when it came into contact with the rishon latuma, became a sheni latuma, even so they burnt the two together. Since anyway the shlishi is tame and has to be burnt, it doesn't make a difference that in the process of burning it, we tack on an additional degree of tuma and make it into a sheni. Haisif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to the edicts of Rabbi Chanina's kind of corner. Mimeim shel kohanim lo nimnu melahadlik et hashemen shenifsal b'tvul yom b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis tuma al tumasuk. Rabbi Akiva said that all the days that the Kohanim did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not refrain from lighting shemen truma that became tassel from a tvul yom. A tvul yom is somebody who was tameh, who was tovo on the mikvah, and did not yet have hair of shemesh. Nightfall did not yet arrive. And the din is that a tvul yom that touches truma makes the truma into a shlishi. So this shemen, which was a shlishi, they did not refrain from lighting it in a menorah that had become tame from a tmei meis, even though they were tacking on an additional degree of tuma to the truma when they lit it in the menorah. Now, in reality, they're actually tacking on an additional 2 degrees of tuma to the shemen truma. As a ner, or any other kli that is made out of metal that comes into contact with a tmei meis, becomes an ava tuma. That is a din. Any kli which is made out of metal, which comes into contact with a mace, gets a din of an avi avos hatuma, like a mace. And if it comes into contact with a tmei mace, it gets a din of an avatuma, like a tmei mace. So therefore, since this menorah has a din of an avatuma, when the shemen is lit inside of it, the shemen becomes a risha. So they're tacking on 2 additional degrees of tuma. They're making a shlishi into a risha. And this is a bigger fiddish than the edus of Rabbi Chanina's Tana Kornim. As in the edus of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim, they're only making a shlishi into a sheni, which is 1 extra degree of tuma, and Rabbi Akiva is adding on to that edus and saying a bigger chiddush, that you even can make a shlishi into a rishon, and since anyway the shemen truma is tame, there's no problem that when you light it, you make it into a rishon.